I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
How to spot a phishing email. Phishing is where you receive an email that appears to be from a trusted organization, but is designed to get your personal information, such as login and password or credit card details. Antivirus software can protect you from some of these emails, but many get through that protection. Never put your personal information in an email. No reputable company will ask for personal details such as passwords, credit card details, mother's maiden name, etc. by email. So if you do get such a request, refuse. Now, phishing emails will usually have some or all of the following indications. Number one, typing and grammatical errors. Many scam emails are translated from another language, and that often leaves a telltale of poor grammar and odd use of words. Anything with typing errors shows lack of professionalism and is unlikely to be found in an email from a reputable company. Also, some scammers deliberately put grammatical errors in messages to reduce the number of return messages they get. 2. An attachment. Never click to open an attachment unless you are sure it is safe. Attached files can contain viruses and other malicious code that can damage your computer, steal confidential information, or hold you to ransom. If the company is one that you already deal with, then contact that company to check the email and attachment are safe. 3. Links. A link may look as if it's safe, but if you hover the cursor over the link, then it may display a different value and not what you expect. If this is different to the text, then clearly something is wrong and potentially unsafe. 4. Don't fall for stories. If an email appears to be from a family member or friend in trouble, don't reply immediately. Check the truth of the story first by other means. 5. The form entry. This is just text, so the sender can make it show anything they want. To check the email sender, hover the cursor over the name and it should show the sender's real email address. Even if this matches, it does not absolutely prove that the email came from that address. 6. The true entry. If the email is from a reputable company than you already deal with, then it should show your correct name. If it shows nothing or two recipients or unknown recipients or an unknown name, then the email is almost certainly a spam message sent out to a large number of people. Beware. Stay safe. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.